the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum and welcome. You're listening to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about Arba'een in Islamic culture. So be with us.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah.
Today, Thursday, 21st of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we listen to chapter Maidah, verse 56.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَمَن يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ.
And whoever is an ally of Allah and His Messenger and those who have believed, indeed the party of Allah, they will be the predominant.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse is a complement of the content of the previous verse. It emphasizes and pursues its meaning. It informs the Muslims that those who accept the guardianship of Allah and the Messenger and the believing persons whom were referred to in the previous verse will become victorious because they will be involved in the party of Allah, and the party of Allah are indeed the victors. In this verse, there is another frame of reference upon guardianship. The application of the phrase Hizbullah, that means the party of Allah, and its triumph relates to the Islamic government, not to a simple and ordinary friendship.
أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بيب الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهم منصورهم من آل محمد.
Today we're going to speak about Arba'een in Islamic culture. It is a narration from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. It is said, when the day of Arba'een has arrived, know why we are submissive in front of Imam al-Husayn, peace be upon him. Husayn ibn Ali gave advice, lectured, preached, wrote letters, gave orders, but it didn't work. When he saw that he had no choice and only sacrifice was needed, he also gave blood in the way of Allah. Sheikh Tusi, one of the greatest scholars in Islamic world, considers the reason for holding the Arba'een ceremony to be the burial ceremony and the mourning ceremony and lamenting, renewing the memory of the martyrdom of Hussein in Ashura by his eminence family. He also refers to the narration of Imam Sadiq, in which it is stated that after Ashura, the sky cried blood for Hussein for 40 days, and the earth mourned in darkness for 40 days, and the sun wept for 40 days with its eclipse and redness, and the angels of heaven wept for 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about one of the significant religious events in the Islam world, which is called Arba'een. The next factor with regard to the social aspects of Arba'een is cultural performances. Throughout the pilgrimage, various cultural performances take place, including religious chants, poetry, recitations, and theoretical reenactments of the events surrounding Imam Hussein's martyrdom. These performances add vibrancy and artistic expression to overall experience. So this beauty of different cultures and diversity of cultures that we see and watch in this event is really beautiful and interesting to see different cultures attending one certain ceremony. I think is again of high importance. The next factor with regard to the social aspect of Arba'een is interactions and networking. Arba'een provides a platform for individuals to connect and network with like-minded people from different parts of the world. It fosters friendships, collaborations, and exchange of ideas, contributing to a global Shia Muslim network. Let make it even more broader to say a global Islamic network. And let me again make it even more broader to call it a global Tawhidi network, whoever believes in the uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. This is today's special, and we look at the most magnificent religious gathering in the world, that is Arba'een March. Although Arba'een is deeply rooted in the traditions of Shia Islam, it draws people from various faiths, as evidenced by the previous year's Arba'een. In a run-up to Arba'een, millions of people flock on foot to the highly revered city of Karbala, which embraces the holy shrines of Imam al-Hussein and his brother Abul Fazl al-Abbas. This has come to know as the Arba'een Great Walk, because the pilgrims head to Karbala on foot. After the fall of Saddam, the Iraqi Shia started making pilgrimage freely on foot from all over the country to Karbala. They planned their walk so that they reach Karbala on the Arba'een day or the days close to it. In the days before Arba'een, all the ways leading to Karbala are full of pilgrims moving towards this city. According to statistics from previous years, about 25 million people attend this event every year. Dear brothers and sisters, in this part, we'll listen to a short part of Ayatollah Khamenei's speech on Arba'een. This phenomenon of Arba'een is an indescribable, unprecedented phenomenon. This extraordinary movement is a great, astonishing demonstration. There is nothing like it in the world. Western powers cannot understand what this movement means. They cannot absorb it. That is why you have witnessed how they have remained silent since the beginning. They have hatched a plot of silence while the Western powers and media expose every little movement that takes place in the world. They have not mentioned this huge movement of the people for years.
Only recently, they have mentioned it a little, but their analyses were hostile and erroneous. From the viewpoint of the believers who walk on this path, their analyses were ridiculous. The likes of the English media and other such media presented hostile analysis. This shows that the bubbling of this blessed spring has caused them to become extremely agitated. Thus, they are unable to analyze it.
All those millions who go to Karbala walking on their feet, in reality, they are going there to say, Ya Rasulullah, we are paying that mawaddata fil qurba, because Hussein is your beloved grandson. And we have come here to express our love for your grandson Hussein. This is the payment that we are offering. This is a waste of time. Observing this command by the Holy Quran is a waste of time, my dear brothers and sisters. This is the instruction by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, allow me to say the following. Based on this verse in Surah Ash-Shura, if someone does not express their love for the Ahlul Bayt and have the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt by expressing that mawadda, what are these people according to the Holy Quran? If you go and you take a product today, you go to a market, you take a product, you don't pay for it, what does society consider you? Allah says in the Quran, I did not give you Islam for free. No. Who said it's for free? It's not for free. It comes with an ajr, according to Surah Ash-Shura. It comes with a payment that you have to pay. And that payment is following the Ahlul Bayt, al-mawaddata fil-qurba, loving them and following them. Any Muslim in the world who takes Islam as the product, but does not make that payment of mawaddata fil-qurba, you know what this person is called according to the Holy Quran. I won't pass any judgments here. You make the judgment here. They're taking a product without paying for it. Yes, this is the word that Allah uses in the Holy Quran, the word ajr. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. You want this Islam? You pay for it. If you take Islam without paying for it, that's a big violation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that all these visitors are expressing their love for Imam Hussein alayhi salam in a peaceful way, in a unified way, in a gathering that brings people from all backgrounds. Is there something more beautiful than that, my dear brothers and sisters? To go there and thank the Imam. Just recently, one of the brothers from this community who was on his way to Ziyarah, he sent me a message. He told me, Sayyid, tell me what to say there when I get to Karbala. I know I get many different answers from scholars, but you tell me, what's your perspective? When I get to Karbala, what should I say? What should I keep in my mind? The first minute when I walk into the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, what should I say? I told him, if you ask me, I tell you one thing. Yes, you have your hajat, many things on your mind that you'd like to ask for, but I command you to do one thing. When you land in Karbala and you go to the shrine and you stand before the shrine, just say one word to your master. Tell him, oh Imam Hussein, I came from the other side of the planet just to stand here and say thank you, Abu Abdullah. Just to thank you for your sacrifice.
Dear brothers and sisters, please keep us in your dua and supplication. We pray Allah for success of every Muslims in this world. Thank you very much for your time and fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin وآل محمد